While prison censorship is often arbitrary and capricious, it is not random. It is not evenly distributed across all forms of literature. It disproportionately targets books by and about people of color.
You know, we started filing suits over the censorship of our publications. And I have to say is I don't think there's a publication anywhere in the country that is as dependent on lawyers for our readers to be able to read our publication.
We're one of about three dozen prison book programs across the country. And keep in mind that people can request anything that they want. They write a letter to us, we'll do our best to fulfill them. But time and time again, 25% of our requests, in fact, include a request for a book that most of us don't even have on our shelves anymore.
You know, we're not going to push any types of books on anyone, but when people start asking for books that are a little bit more challenging in terms of the content, we're going to ask why those books aren't allowed in, and we're going to need answers.
Do people have the right to sexual expression while they are incarcerated? And if that answer is yes, then providing them with sexually explicit content should make sense. If the answer is no, the question is, do people have the right to that?
I can assure you that this work will continue to be necessary, unfortunately, but it's something that we can work to fill that gap.